With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Take a listen to Willie Colon, who does shows around here, does a great job on the SNY Jets postgame show. Listen to his critique of Justin Fields last night after the game.
It's tough, man, because Aaron Glenn's going to sit up here and talk about how he needs to watch the tape. You don't need to watch anything. Justin Fields is not an NFL quarterback. Let's just be honest. And you can't sit here and tell your team and before games and want them to rally and want them to give you all they got when you're not giving your team everything they need to be successful.
It's very similar to something you said, Teague, that the locker room isn't going to love the fact that you're continuing to play a guy who doesn't give you the best chance to win.
Right, because it ends up starting to look like a business decision. That is, you paid this guy $20 million a year on a two-year contract, and therefore he has to play because, I mean, you're paying him to be the guy. The problem is he's not. And this goes back to the conversation that we had many, many times. It's not worth getting fully into, but you overpaid for a guy that nobody else wanted, and it's coming back to bite you. You thought you could make him into something that he just can't be. Justin Fields can be a good running quarterback. 3 years ago in Chicago, he rushed for 1,000 yards. They were pretty good. He had a couple of 300-yard games. You said, all right, this guy is a quality quarterback, but it's clear that he's not a regular starting quality NFL quarterback, especially on a consistent basis.
Now let's ask the head coach. Aaron Glenn met the media last night. He's also met the media this morning, and he was asked, will you consider a quarterback change?
Over this mini bye, might you consider a quarterback change?
You know what? I'm evaluating everything, Rich, to be honest with you. I'm evaluating myself, the players, schematics, coaches. I'm evaluating everything. So I don't want to just place everything on that one situation. You know, I'm just looking at everything because as a head coach, that's my job, right, to make sure that I put this team in the best position to go win games.
In the history of coaches answering this question, whether it was Brian Daboll a few weeks ago when he was still the coach, or Aaron Glenn being asked it a few weeks ago, history tells me that answer means Tyrod Taylor will be the new starting quarterback of the New York Jets.
Yeah, it's almost become a cliche. We're evaluating everything. Means that whatever you ask him about, it's going to change.
Exactly.
It just always is the case.
Exactly.
It's always the case. Because otherwise, just say no.
Right.
Otherwise, just say, this is our quarterback. This is our guy. Brian Daboll did the same thing after week three. You know, we're going to take a look at the film and we're going to evaluate everything. Today later, Jackson Dart starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised by Monday. I mean, they have the mini bye, as you mentioned, because the Thursday night game, you have a few extra days off. By Monday, you're going to hear that Tyrod Taylor is going to be starting for the New York Jets.
That is the expectation.
Yes.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. The number, Lee is on Long Island. Good afternoon, Lee.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Good. What's up, man?
So, you know, the annual November ritual for Jets fans of looking at Tankathon once a week is always fun. We've been doing that now. That's happening. And, you know, Tiki, I will admit that you, you know, and Evan, you'll agree with me on this one. Tiki knows more about football than you and I ever will.
Yes.
But Tiki, you have to understand something, because you were saying this last week when I called. Evan and I, there's one area that we know better than you will ever know.
Yeah.
And that is what it's like to be a Jets fan. And you'll... Do you remember the scene in the Dark Knight when Batman's fighting Bane and the lights go out and
yes.
Bane laughs and he goes, "You think I'm scared of the dark? I was born in the darkness."
Yes.
That's
great
Jets
scene.
Fans.
Right.
That's
right. You can't help but be familiar with it because you've been in it
absolutely.
So long.
You sucked for 10 years. That's adorable. We haven't seen a playoff game in 16. Okay? So that's that. But let me digress. You know, Willie Colon, but you just played that clip, and it's getting bad when they're saying what Aaron Glenn is going to say before he says it, because mm-hmm. it's the same answer every time. And I watched the post-game show. I actually stayed up late, and I watched it last night. And, you know, when I called last week, you guys thought I was comparing Aaron Glenn to Mike Vrabel. I was comparing him to Gerard Mayo, being a one and done. But if you do want to make a comparison, he is a rookie head coach. So is Ben Johnson. So is Liam Cohen. These guys have their team playing much better, cleaner football than Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn has not coached a single player on this team up. I have not seen one player that has improved from the last year or the last 2 years. I shouldn't say last year, because last year was a disaster.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
But I mean, like, right. From the Sala. Like the Sala. And when I watch Aaron Glenn, and he gets... And I've called him up being cantankerous and stuff like that, but I just watch him on the sidelines. I watch him, you know, he's... The team is doing the same stupid things every week. And when you called out the 2 weeks that they cleaned it up, those are the outliers. Those are the norm.
And they were also against the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. Again, teams you have to play, they're on your schedule. It is what it is. I would say Breece Hall is playing, I don't say better, because he had that injury season and he kind of found his way back to it. He's playing at a high level, Breece Hall. Last night he didn't, because he only had a few opportunities in the game. But, I mean, by and large, who has drastically improved? The problem with evaluating Aaron Glenn on that is that he's also learning how to be a head coach. He's never been this. He's never had this responsibility to be on both sides of the football and to manage all 53 guys. So it's new for him.
I'll give you a player.
Who?
Will McDonald, who had a very good year last year.
Good point.
But
yes.
He had 10.5 sacks last year. He's got 7 this year. He's seeing double teams. He was chipped like a million times last night.
Right.
Like, he's becoming, and it also could be it's his third year in the NFL. Like, you could just see it's just the natural development of a young player. But to at least give an answer to, all right, who's gotten better, I think Will McDonald is an answer to that question. But
right.
Here's what's disappointing, and Lee pointed it out but kind of dismissed it. I looked at the last few weeks, not as an outlier, but I was hoping that the last few weeks were a sign that even if they weren't going to win every week, they were going to play buttoned up. They were going to be smarter. That went away last night.
Right.
I mean, that 12 men on the penalty thing, like, that can't happen on a buttoned up team.
You can abide being beaten because the team is just better than you.
And that wasn't the case with why they were beaten many times last night.
But when you lose because... one, they're better than you, but also you kind of give away all your advantages or opportunities, then that's when you get frustrated. This should have been a tight game.
That's
it
the
could
difference.
Have been a, it could have been a tight game that would have come down to a possession or two at the end of the game. Instead, it felt like it was foregone conclusion because of all the self-inflicted penalties and injuries, or not injuries, but injuries to your chances, the fumbles, the penalties, etc. Those things drive you insane.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Roger is calling from Comac. What's going on today, Roger?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. Good.
So listen, I'm Justin Fields. I don't know if this is the right word, you know, you say, but he's washed, if that's even possible. You know, he's slow to the trigger. He doesn't look like he operates with any confidence, and he can't complete a pass. Now, although there are a couple passes, you know, like to A.D. Mitchell that went right through his hands, yep, that could have changed the game. I'm not saying they would have won. I'm saying it might have been a little bit closer if he catches them. But, you know, that's the thing. Now, here's the problem I see for Aaron Glenn. If he goes to Tyrod Taylor, the guy's on a gimpy knee right now. He could easily send him back to the medical tent. He gets somebody just blows on it or something like that. So as far as I'm concerned, Glenn is stuck. You know, I remember Robert Saul going to Mike White, and then Mike White getting folded against the Bills.
Yeah.
And he was forced to go back to Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but Roger, you're right. Like, Tyrod Taylor, God bless him, but he's injury prone. Like,
yes.
But we got to call it like it is. And you're right that going to him at week 12, the odds tell you he's not going to get to week 18. Like, you're probably right. But who cares? And I don't mean who cares in terms of, I don't care if Tyrod gets hurt. I mean, who cares in terms of being forced to go back to Justin Fields? Like, you're making the best decision in the moment. And if that guy gets hurt and you've got to go back to Justin Fields, it's football. So be it. I don't think it has to be, well, once you go to Tyrod Taylor, that's it. I mean, if the guy gets hurt, he gets hurt. It's like the Giants going back to Russell Wilson. You didn't want to, but you did because Jackson Dart got hurt.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And at this point, nobody on this roster, from a quarterback standpoint, is your future. And so it's almost, what do you have to lose? Like, what continuity are you developing by continuing to play Justin Fields and hoping for a different result? You know, how many different ways can you slice this onion and or refigure the game plan to make him feel more comfortable? And so it's almost a fruitless endeavor to try to keep pushing him and making us believe that it's in the best interest for the team, because it's just simply not.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.